Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Mutakwa.
Hello.
Hi, Pastor Mutakwa, can you hear me?
I'm getting you right now.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Now, talking about finding God's purpose in one's career. And of course, we're closing off the discussion. Now, work is one of the first gifts, you know, from God to humans. And we read about it in Genesis 2:15 when it says, God placed the man in the garden to work the earth and keep the garden. And now, while it is also a subject to the curse in Genesis 3, it is the process of working that is cursed, never work itself. So why do many Christians find themselves struggling to actually find a work? We're going to be talking to us to that subject today. So, Pastor, why are so many Christians unemployed? Is unemployment ever a part of God's plan or His children?
Well, no. That has never been God's plan for His children.
Mm.
Remember, the Bible indicates to us that from the very beginning, man, when he was put in the Garden of Eden, he was put there by God before sin came to tender the Garden of Eden.
Mm, mm.
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, so God placed the man in the garden to work the earth and keep the garden.
Mm.
So he was to work. There was never a time that man was simply to live without working. Mm. This is why even in the book of Exodus, on one of the Ten Commandments there, chapter 20, it talks about 6 days you shall do all your labor. Meaning, for a man, it is to work. Even the apostles and others had careers, they worked. The Bible tells us so.
Yeah.
God, that people should just sit without working.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm, mm, mm. And how can Christians still serve God even when unemployed and frustrated?
Okay. Again, I will still repeat that the goal for mankind is to serve the chief purpose.
Mm.
What is the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says,
mm-hmm.
whatever we eat, drink, work, or play, whatever we do, mm-hmm. we do to the glory of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there are certain things we need to remember that even in this world, when God brings rainfall, it does not rain only on the righteous.
Yeah, yeah.
It rains on people who are not righteous. The Bible says we are in the world, but not of the world. But now, because we are in the world, we are affected by the conditions that are in this world. We are affected by the economic challenges that are in this world because we are in a sinful world.
Mm.
So, even us as Christians, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, it says, He causes His Son to rise on the evil and on the good.
Yeah.
And He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So now, here, the Bible does not portray a picture of an easy life for Christians. Instead, it acknowledges that there are challenges in this world. John chapter 16, verse 3, Jesus warned His followers.
Mm.
He says, in this world, you have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So, what are we talking about? The verses suggest that the believers will face trials and difficulties. They will lack jobs. Christians as well, because they are part of the world.
Mm. Yeah.
The first hardship, Mark chapter 8, verse 34 says, whosoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Hard life. I think the focus is on a spiritual growth that is based on God.
Mm.
Much as this may happen, we may not have jobs, we will still serve God.
Mm.
Because He has warned us that we will face these situations in this planet. On this planet, sorry.
Mm. 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 Mm-hmm. Now, when should a person who is a Christian start praying for career guidance?
That one is also an important question.
Mm.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 says, Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your
path. Yeah.
Christians to seek God's involvement in all aspects of their lives, including their careers.
Mm.
Even in James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. What are we talking about here? Direction in our career should begin at an early stage. Even for the children, we need to seek spiritual eyesight of the children, because there is an enemy who is watching over them. Must begin to be prayed about at a very early stage, at a time when children are even beginning, they are probably in their school years, when they are facing career challenges, when they are seeking, begin to seek, which way should I go? We must pray that they choose a better career. Remember, in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, where it talks about how we bring the upbringing of the child, it must be from the very honest. We must begin praying that your children will get will get a track, will go on a track that will lead them to a situation where they will have a career, yet the career will serve the purpose of God. God. So as early as it is, let's begin to pray. Pray particularly during the times of significant career change, such as when one is seeking a job and so forth. Seek for wisdom at this particular time. Pray and discern God's will and God's understanding for opportunities and the challenges that are ahead.
Yeah.
Seek God's will as you are pondering on your career, because God will guide you. If you will not seek the guidance of God, then you will go in a wrong to serve the purpose of God.
Now, you know, some people would get into these careers, Pastor, and they get surprised. They get a lot of money that they get paid there, and they don't know what to do with money. And we know that sometimes the money is the root of all evil, and then they start moving away from God. Would then God say, oh, okay, I called you this career. Now you've got a lot of money. Now you're moving away. And then God takes the money. What happens generally?
Well, God is interested in our welfare. He has a plan for us. His major focus is to serve us. But remember that whilst we are on earth, he has promised us a better life. And that life comes only when there's obedience before him. This is why in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was asked to instruct the children of Israel to teach their children how to honor God. Meaning that should they gain wealth, should they have wealth, they will not depart away from God. Sometimes we can, of course, using these very careers of ours, get to heights where we get so much money and we begin to put God aside. But again, because God loves us, the Bible says he chastens us, he rebukes us. Sometimes you discover that he may take away that which you thought you had for the sake of his love towards you. So we ought to take advantage of certain situations when God puts us in certain positions to serve him diligently, to remember others, to advance his cause, to use it in a manner that pleases him, to use it for his purpose. That's why Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 says, it is him who gives us power to do what? To make wealth. So we must remember him in that way, that we do not begin to divert and go to engage in activities that are against His purpose. We are here to do His purpose.
Very, very important that we should never forget God when things are good and the money is coming in and there's a lot of it. Now we don't know what to do with it and we find other interesting things to do. Thank you for so much for that, Pastor. Now, what are ways that we can be of service to God then in our different professions?
There are several ways. We can strive to be excellent. We can strive to be to have some integrity. We can have seek God's guidance using the skills and the talents that He has given us. We can strive for quality. Do your best. Hello? I hope we are together.
We are together.
Save us. Use your skills to help others. For example, you are a teacher. Use the teaching aspect to help others get to Christ, to help others grow also in their own life. View your work as a form of worship. Recognize your work as part of God's purpose. See your career as a way to fulfill God's creation, mandate, and serve His kingdom. Focus on things that will impact the community. Do some practical examples. For example, if you're a business owner, you do business. Help others to rise in business. Help the less privileged. If you're a doctor, provide the compassionate and skilled care to patients, treating them with dignity and respect. You can do sometimes what we do in the church, what we call health expo, call people for free services, check blood pressure, high blood pressure, check their sugar.
I think we, Pastor? Are you with me, Pastor? Pastor, are you with me?
Hello?
Yes, are you with me, Pastor?
I am with you. I had lost you.
Yeah, I had lost you, but now I get you once again. You know, thank you so much. We lost you there a bit. Pastor, before I let you go, but please do share what the last words that you'd like to leave with the listeners in as far as this particular subject of our careers and our purpose in our careers.
We defined a career using Oxford Dictionary to say it's an occupation undertaken for a significant period of a person's life and with opportunity for progress. Then we attached to it God's purpose that encompasses His eternal plan and the will, both for your general purpose for humanity, that is loving others, and a specific purpose for you as an individual. Guiding you and others to a life that is fulfilled on earth and to God's glory. In conclusion, I will read two chapters.
Yep.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. The Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This verse reminds us that God has a plan for all our lives, including our careers, that we can trust in wisdom and guidance. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, the Bible says, "Therefore, whether you are eating or drinking or whatever you are doing, do it for the glory of God." Whether you have a job, you have a career, you have no job, and you have a job, whatever that you do, please strive to do according to the purpose of God. And let me finally say, it's just that we have a syndrome of a white collar job. All of us can find what to do.
Yeah.
Because it's a purpose of God for all of us to do something for His cause on planet Earth. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mutakwa. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. And the Lord shine His countenance upon you and truly, truly grant you His peace. Thank you so much. Be blessed together with your family.
Thank you. I'm grateful. Thank you, listeners. Listeners, for having taken time to listen to whatever we may have presented. We may not have done what people may have required, but we think under his guidance, we may have done what that which he has allowed us to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Be blessed.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.